Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So before we jump back into your calls, and again, you can call about anything. Also, we've got Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. You can connect with us that way if you'd like. At the very end of the last hour, a caller brought up this knockout game, which I had not heard of before. And so, inevitably, I went to Wikipedia, because Wikipedia knows pretty much
everything.
It's the
source of all human knowledge.
And Wikipedia does have an entry, albeit a small entry about this, meaning it may not be a particularly popular game to play. We were being told that teenagers, especially teenage boys, like to play this knockout game. And the way it sounded, you know, at first listen made it sound like they were playing it with one another. But no, according to Wikipedia, the knockout game, or knockout king, as it is sometimes called, is a violent activity played by teenagers in which they attack an innocent pedestrian in an attempt to knock him or her unconscious with one punch. The game can result in serious injuries or death, as
sure,
you can imagine, for its victims and corresponding criminal charges for those playing it. Cases involving teens playing knockout come to light when extremely serious consequences turn deadly. In one such case in 1992, this has been going on for a long time, three teens were charged with assaulting an MIT student while he and a friend were walking near campus. Prosecutors said that one of the teens stabbed the student through the heart, killing him. Not sure if that really counts as a knockout. In another case, St. Louis, Missouri, teenager
breaking the rules.
And his friends allegedly attacked a couple as they were walking home from market. And after one of the teens struck the man, his head hit the ground, and ultimately he died in the hospital.
It can happen.
Every
time you strike somebody, you need to consider that you might be killing them.
Yep. In May 2013, a 51-year-old man named Michael Daniels died from his injuries after he was attacked outside a convenience store in Syracuse, which is what must have been the case that our caller was referencing, because he did talk about a Syracuse news story. This year, May of 2013. He died after he was attacked
Before the Trayvon Martin situation.
No. What is that?
Well, the caller made that claim.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I didn't really know how he was going to... I guess he did suggest that Trayvon was maybe playing the same game with his friends, and that was the reason why the fight happened. But that, as you said, Mark, that was an unsubstantiated
rumor.
That's
really not what... That was not what Zimmerman's claim was.
He said... Well, I mean, I don't know how Zimmerman would know what Trayvon was doing. He said that it was his girlfriend who told him, you better knock him out or else you won't be my boyfriend.
Yeah, but it doesn't really have to do with the
game. But he also said he heard it from a talk show host. So it was hearsay.
Okay.
So we don't know what the real story was. He admitted that he didn't pay close enough attention to the case, our caller did.
And that's one of the real problems with this whole situation.
People hear things.
Right. And I'm not saying it's the abject ignorance of this situation. It appears as though, to me, there simply wasn't enough information to be able to convict Zimmerman. And in this country, thank goodness, if there's a reasonable doubt, you don't find somebody guilty. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with stand your ground, because the claim that Zimmerman made, that's the only claim that could be judged in this court case, was not that he felt threatened. It was that he was being attacked.
Let's go to the phones. Kevin is in Alaska listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Go ahead, sir, with your thoughts.
I was standing with the Trayvon Martin situation. It was more like if the 911 operator told him to stop following him while he continued on following.
Yeah. Well, the 911 operator said that he did not have to follow him anymore, and so that's a point of contention in the case.
I think he's definitely guilty of being the initial aggressor in the case.
I think that he was certainly probably making the kid feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but I'm sure his role as community watch guy made him feel like it was his obligation to move forward.
True,
right, sir.
But to have to be armed. Right? You have a gun. This guy, actually, if you have been a aggressive, which Trayvon is supposed to have been, and you have a gun, that's a little unawkward right there to say, yeah, okay, I'm going to shoot him. Knowing that if y'all got into an altercation, that means he has no weapon at all. and he decided to shoot him anyway.
I don't know if he would have known that Trayvon had no weapon.
Well, if they got into an altercation and they was actually scuffling and there was no gun drawn, that's a little...
The claim is... It's weird, and I'm going to tell you what I find weird about it. The claim is that Zimmerman was claiming that Trayvon was a relatively trained boxer. He's an MMA fighter or whatever, to some level. I'm not saying he's professional or anything. He was on top of him and pummeling him in the face, and that somehow Zimmerman managed to get away and pull his gun as Trayvon was coming after him again. He shot, I guess, one time, and then whatever after that. However, there's supposed to be these grass stains on the back of Zimmerman's jacket. I mean, you do see blood on the back of his head. There's no doubt that he bumped his head. There's no doubt.
Well,
I would have expected a man to be a lot dirtier that this occurred to.
Yeah, you're right. And not only that, when you first seen Zimmerman actually get called in by the police, he had no bruises on him. And then afterwards, he actually had bruises on him.
How long was the difference between when it happened and when he got hauled in?
Well, when I seen the tape, it was actually a while ago. You could probably Google it and actually take it off of YouTube or whatnot. He had no bruises at all. And if his head was actually being thrashed into the ground, wouldn't it need some concrete? Because he was in a grave.
Well, I saw pictures of him with a bloody back of his head. I don't know. I mean, like, and this is the problem with this Trayvon situation is that everybody's got a little bit of information and they cling to it. And I don't know. I saw a bloody back of his head. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're right. And it was actually grass. So if he was in the grass, it's pretty hard to break your head. And
maybe there was a rock there. Who knows?
He was supposed to have been on the sidewalk and then go to the grass, I guess, is what as the story. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everybody's got an opinion.
We all being misled and misinformation. So you're actually right. It's not a race issue at all. It's just a wrong or right issue. He's just a grown man. He should have enough strength to restrain. A little guy like yourself, you could say that he was. Come on, man, look at Zimmerman. You see how he looks? I think he was strong enough to actually get that young guy off of him instead of actually.
Who knows? Who knows how he approached Trayvon? You know, we know that he was supposedly following him in his vehicle, but you know, what if anything did he say that was intimidating when he got out of the vehicle?
This is
what
where
transpired?
It's murky.
Right, and you know, what inspired Trayvon to react in the way that he did? Who knows, and we will never know. And thank you, Kevin, for the call tonight at 855-453. But it's safe to say that if Zimmerman had just, you know, made the call to the police and moved on, obviously none of this would have happened. So to escalate that situation was unnecessary. And the same thing could be said of Trayvon if, indeed, he was escalating and not just defending himself against an attack. And we don't know. You know, did Zimmerman get out of the vehicle and, you know, bark some things at Trayvon and then, you know, incite something, and then Trayvon used that as an excuse to attack him.
I'm not going to take this from this fellow,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Who knows?
This creepy-ass cracker.
So did both of them escalate, or was one of them defending?
Like both of them escalated.
It does, doesn't it?
And it's hard to feel terrible for somebody who escalated and lost. It feels awful if you're talking about somebody who didn't escalate and lost. Mm-hmm. In that case, as far as I'm concerned, it's manslaughter if it's not murder. But if you've got two people that got into a fight and Trayvon brought MMA skills to a gunfight, then, well, I'm sorry.
Steve is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Ian.
Go ahead. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. As far as the knockout game.
Yes, sir.
I had heard of it before. Last year, I had a very personal experience with it. I was walking home from a local establishment and just walking along the sidewalk, you know, four blocks from my house.
Steve, hang on. We're going to get to your story, but stand by. We'll bring you back here in moments. Make sure you have enough time to tell it. 855-453. It doesn't sound like it's going to go well. We'll continue in moments here. 855-453. You can take control. Can't kids just get a job and some pot and chill out? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program, and we, of course, will take your calls if you make them at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, again, 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go and grab archives that go back all the way as late as 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. Just click on the archives you want, download as many as you like. You can actually hit the share button on any archive, and that makes it easy to share it on your Facebook page or Twitter or Google Plus or wherever you like to spend time online. And you can go to freetalklive.com, the last 7 days worth are right at the top of the page. And then you can go into the archive section to dig even deeper into so many years worth of Free Talk Live, all completely free. Free Talk Live. manventureoutpost.com.
Manventureoutpost.com's got what you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, whether they're into camping, hunting, survival, shooting, whatever it might be. They've got it. They've got firearms, firearm accessories, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, everything that the outdoor enthusiast needs. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands. And here's the most important part, the part you really can't miss about Man Venture. They've got rock bottom prices. Every time that I've ever ordered anything at manventureoutpost.com, it has always been the lowest price I'm able to find searching around from the major retailers online. So go, when you need to do the shopping for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, manventureoutpost.com. I'm looking here right now. They've actually got American Classic semi-automatic ACPs, 1911s, right there at manventureoutpost.com.
Pretty awesome. All right, 855-450-FREE. We go back to Steve in Michigan telling us about an incident that he had. We've been discussing the knockout game, which is a horrifying game that apparently is played by mostly teenage boys. And the goal is to knock out an innocent person with one punch. Go ahead, Steve. What happened to you?
Okay. So I was at a local establishment, and I'm walking home. I'm only like 4 or 5 blocks away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking down the sidewalk. Yeah, just going home. And I don't know exactly what happened because I didn't see anyone. Somebody must have come from behind me and hit me with something.
Jeez.
So I fell down and put my head on the concrete.
Jeez.
Sustained a concussion. And because of that, you know, my memory was very strange about that particular time. After
sure.
That.
Well, when you came to, were you missing a wallet? I mean, what happened?
Well, I was missing a credit card. And, you know, I struggled to get up, and I fell over again, hit my head again.
Oh, gosh.
At that point, I was completely out of it.
Bad shape, sure.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I can try and get home. You know, I wasn't even thinking because I had sustained a concussion.
Sure, you were trying to get home, you got hit, and then, you're just continuing to try to get home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't think I should call 911, right? So, but then I'm walking, I continued to try to walk, and I ran into a group of young men, young white men, about 4 of them, 4 or 5, walking towards me. And they indicated to me, they're like, well, hey, man, you're bleeding. And I reached up and touched my head, and my whole head was, like, stopping blood.
Ugh.
And I looked down, and my whole shirt and my shorts were just completely soaked in blood.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had no idea, like, I was out of it. I was like, what has happened here? And they actually said, hey, man, like, they took me by my hand and were like, you need to sit down, and we're going to call the cops, or
yeah,
we're
going to
call the ambulance. And you know, they called, and then I saw 2 of them, you know, leave the scene. And one of them, you know, handed something to the 2 that were leaving. And
do you believe this is related somehow?
Oh, it's absolutely related. The ambulance showed up. I went to the hospital. I got my stitches. I was able to come home. And then, you know, I recovered.
How bad was the wound? I mean, do you recall how wide that wound was? Because I know head wounds tend to really bleed out bad, my experience.
Yeah, really bad. Yeah, it was about, I think, like 19 stitches.
Mm, that's a good size wound, yeah?
Yeah, pretty big wound. Yeah.
All right, so they stitched you up.
Right, they stitched me up. I went home. I tried to recover. I fell over a couple times in my house because of loss, I guess. But eventually, after 2 days, I was like, I recovered, and I said to myself, I'm like, well, I better check my credentials. Well, wait, my credit card is missing. And I called my credit card company, and yeah, one of them had stolen my credit card and racked up like $1,800 on my credit card.
How do you know it was one of the group of four that you encountered?
Well, I do remember what happened when they were trying to help me. I remember that two of them left the scene, and one of them, one of the others that stayed, handed something to the two that left.
But you don't know what
it was.
It's
suspicious, but I mean, I don't know if that's evidence in and of itself. I mean, maybe they got warrants. Maybe, you know, who knows?
Or maybe they just had to go home.
I figured maybe it could have been drugs, you know, that they were like, oh, well, they better get out of here, you know, before the cops show up with, you know.
So you don't have any hard evidence that it was those kids. It's just your suspicion.
Well,
you suspect
there's more
them.
To it, actually.
All right. Give me the rest.
Well, this happened last year, okay? And this year, or recently, like 3 weeks ago, somebody called me, somebody I don't know, and said, hey, I know about that, you know, that time that you fell and hit your head. And I was like, who are you? And they happened to know a few guys that I had met in my neighborhood, that I was working with, on some music projects. You know, I do recording and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there were some younger guys, yeah, teenagers, but I didn't remember them from the incident. But he called me, and he was like, yeah, you know, these guys, you know, they ripped you off, man. They stole from you. They took your credit card. And I was like, what? I didn't realize that has happened. You know, obviously, I knew I lost my credit card.
Oh, you didn't make the connection after the incident, that immediately after when you had checked your wallet, you didn't make the connection that they were the ones who had taken the credit card?
They were the ones, no. And the reason why is because at the time, when I ran into them, it was nighttime, and I had just sustained a concussion, and I had lost a lot of blood. So, like, I had memory loss, basically. Like, I couldn't remember exactly what had happened that night.
So this mysterious person on the phone, I mean, did anything come out of that? You got to wrap the story up pretty quick.
Yeah, sure. Well, he decided to come by. He knew where I lived, and he decided to come by and said, oh, they bought this with your credit card. And I just told him, hey, I'm not he tried to give it back to me, like, to make himself feel better. And I was like, I'm not accepting anything from you. I've already dealt with that, you know, with the credit card company. I just think this is terrible, like, obviously, I think this is a case of this knockout game.
Oh, yeah, we
it
don't know.
Like a case of robbery to me.
Could just be somebody who needed some.
I don't know.
Crack.
I mean, I don't, this knockout game, obviously, it's been played a few times. I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's assault, it's battery, it's robbery.
It could have just been somebody who needed money for crack or whatever they thought they needed it for. Steve, I'm glad you're all right now. Thanks for the call.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 19th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,291. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,337.97. $668.89 for a half ounce, or $334.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,337.97, $668.89, and $334.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free is the live Saturday edition, and the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI, and tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for news updates. We'll send them to you via email. The most important updates come via email. And if you want to follow us on a more granular basis with updates during the show, questions we might want to ask you, or news articles that we're sharing with you on the air, you can get all that stuff from our Facebook, our Google Plus, and Twitter. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us or sign up for any one of those that you would like, or more than one. It's all free. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement, and this supplement is working for me. It's made by Chamonix, and they're known for their all-natural products. As a matter of fact, it's packed with antioxidants that provide other health benefits and anti-aging benefits. But it's been working for me to lose weight. It's called Axia 30, and the great thing about Axia 30, it's, like I said, it's been working for me, and I think it'll work for you. But if it doesn't, there's a money-back guarantee. There's a full three-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight with Chamonix Axia 30, then you'll get your money back. All you have to do is give them a call at 800-543-6633. You've got nothing to lose but weight, 800-543-6613. And if you call now, you'll get a free month with your order. 800-543-6613.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you like. We've been talking about a disturbing game called the Knockout Game. And it's almost, it's not as disturbing as another game that we have heard of before, the Choking Game, where teenagers who are bored, apparently, will attempt to asphyxiate themselves in order to get somewhat of a rush, I suppose, from, you know, preventing oxygen from reaching their brain.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think these are all hallmarks of an American teenager that just doesn't have enough to do.
Bored.
And, yeah, bored teenagers. You know, your bored teenagers cause trouble, and that's just how it is. So why not make it so that, you know, young people can actually get a job at an early age? There's laws in place.
There's all kinds of laws to, quote-unquote, keep young people from being exploited. But the unintended consequences seem to be that they get into all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, because I can tell you when I got my first job. Now, I started working with my mother before this, and at her, she has a shop in Sarasota, and I'd been working there for many years. So I guess it's not really fair to claim that when I was 16, I got my first job. But I got my first, you know, tax kind of job, corporate job. I was working for Kmart at that time. And for me, working was a real maturity factor. I mean, it was, you know, interacting with the public. You have to be responsible. You got to show up on time. These are really important things for young people to develop.
Sure.
And to have to wait until you're 16, in most places, some jobs will take you at 15 or 14, but there's so many ridiculous restrictions on people working at those ages that most companies will not hire somebody that young, not because they have an objection with hiring someone young, but because the system makes it so onerous to actually hire them. So if teenagers could actually work, maybe more of them would, and maybe they'd be less likely to go out and play stupid games like the knockout game or the asphyxiation game. It's pretty scary stuff. So that's one suggestion. 855-450-FREE. Of course, nobody's going to take me up on that because, well, first of all, there are certain people in the working world that don't want teenagers to work because they'll come in and take their jobs from them, or at least that's how they feel. They, you know, they've got these young upstarts who are willing to work for pennies in comparison
right.
to older
people. The young people will take our jobs.
Yeah. So there are certain pressures from within the job, you know, the employment world, from people who already have jobs that don't want teenagers to come in. And then there's the people that you were talking about, Mark, that just want to prevent young people from growing up, essentially. So, whoa, we can't. Childhood is the best time of your life. You've got to stay a child for as long as possible. There are people that believe this. And, you know, they've been successful at extending immaturity and childishness all the way through the mid-20s. You know, basically through college for young people.
Indeed.
And I think some of those people would like to see it go further.
A lot of young people aren't getting jobs until they get out of college. Good Lord, what kind of lack of education is that? I mean, that's
horrible.
That's the best education I got in my teenage years was my job.
Working. Yeah. So you can comment here, should you like. I've got a related story because I also think that, you know, one of the problems with the kids, especially with, like, the choking game, is they're trying to get high by cutting off their oxygen to their brain.
Seems obvious.
So why not just, you know, legalize cannabis and make it so young people can actually smoke it without fear of retribution?
Now that's going to go well.
I realize that people, they balk at that. They're afraid of that. But the fact is, there's nothing that you can do to stop them from getting the cannabis right now. It's just that it's more difficult to get it because it's illegal. It's, you know, not available in any kind of legitimate means, so there's risk involved in acquiring it. You know, you could get robbed, you could get ripped off, you could be given a product that's not actually cannabis. And now some people are saying that medical marijuana might be fine for young people. I mean, this is really a shocker for, I think, a lot of people who have been taught that, oh, marijuana's bad. And, well, while it might be okay for some people on a medical basis, it certainly isn't okay for children. Well, some people are saying differently now. Inquisitor at inquisitor.com is saying that doctors are prescribing medical marijuana to children, and some parents say that it has changed their lives. Currently, 18 states in the U.S. allow for the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. In 17 states, it is prescribed to children. States that allow children to be prescribed marijuana usually require approval by a pediatrician and a psychiatrist.
I'll tell you what, hearing this makes me freak out.
These laws are currently being debated as some parents complain about the cost of multiple office visits. Children who are prescribed medical marijuana are often being treated for conditions that produce seizures. As reported by CNBC, Heather Jackson states that medical marijuana has changed the quality of her son's life. Zaki is his name, and he suffered with a serious form of epilepsy for more than 10 years. He was diagnosed when he was 6 months old. The condition is debilitating and causes hundreds of seizures per day.
Wow.
Zaki was prescribed 17 different medications and nothing worked. Having run out of options, Zaki's doctor prescribed him medical marijuana. Zaki's parents were apprehensive but consented to the treatment. The results were amazing. Heather states that her son has not had a seizure in 8 months.
Okay, so as a parent, this challenges me. It's really sort of tough to think about. But if my child, my son Jack, had some kind of debilitating illness where we were told to give him a shot of whiskey once a day, And the fact is that alcohol has been the basis of tinctures and medications for a very long, as long as there's been alcohol, it's been used for this. It's great for that. Alcohol is part of medication. And if we were told to do this, we might try it out. If you didn't, if you felt like you'd run out of some options, you might try it out.
If and you alcohol, love your son, you would.
And alcohol is a far more dangerous drug than marijuana is. But I think we're just so conditioned here. I'm just so conditioned.
Yeah, even you, who agrees with medical decrim and all that.
Well, yeah, just because I believe in the decriminalization of marijuana doesn't believe that I believe that people in my family should do it.
Mm.
And that's the difficulty that I see here.
Well, we'll come back to the story here in a moment. We've got Leela on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Leela.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
We're coming to visit you guys in a couple of weeks.
Oh, super.
We both work for the government, though, and I'm pretty new to listen to you, but my husband's been listening to you for quite a while, a couple of years. I'm afraid, though, from listening to your shows, that maybe we won't be treated very nicely or maybe treated a little differently because we work for the government.
Well, what kind of jobs do you have with the government?
We're both mailmen, postal workers.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I don't know. First of
isn't
all,
isn't the post office kind of semi-autonomous?
Actually, it is. Yes, all the money, we don't take any taxpayer money. All the money we make is from the sales of stamps and postage.
I don't know if that's true when it comes to the pension plan, but I think that generally that there
I think there's some biddies to rent and stuff too. But
you ask a good question though, and if you can hang on the line,
do people
Leela,
who love liberty hate people who work for the government?
Great question. Great question. Well, stand by. We're going to bring you back here and talk about that in a moment. 855 453 and more about the medical cannabis use by children. Shocked? Well, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Moments remain in this episode, but we do another one tomorrow. Mark will be here for the live Sunday edition, and indeed, we do it 7 nights per week, so you can go to freetalklive.com, and if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem, just click and download as many archives as you'd like. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live through any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website, and it's an automatic payment sort of thing. So you just get signed up, and then it's something you don't really have to think much about, and we'll take that $5 in, and we'll invest it into the show and get on more radio stations all across the country, bring more Internet listeners on board as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for AMP. It makes a big difference for us, so thank you for that. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Layla on the line here, or is it Leela? I apologize. Leela is back with us in Oklahoma, calling as somebody who works for the government, planning on coming out to visit New Hampshire. I presume, is that because of the Free State Project, Layla?
Yes. And we want to visit a few different places there in New Hampshire to see if it's somewhere we'd like to live. And
great.
See if the people there would be accepting of us.
Well, I think that they would, and I can give you examples of, you know, how that has occurred or transpired in the past. Of course, there have been police... Mark?
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Activist of the Year actually worked for the Census Bureau for a while.
Oh, is that right? So, yeah, I was thinking of specific people that, you know, that work for the state that have kind of integrated themselves in the liberty movement. There was a cop at one time who we became pretty friendly with, you know, an open-minded police officer, and ended up leaving the force. I mean, he didn't have to do that, but he just didn't want to work for them anymore
because that was his decision.
They were making things very difficult on him due to his political change of beliefs. And I had another person in mind a few moments ago, but that person's name, or whoever that was, is escaping me at the moment. There was actually a guy that moved up to the North Country, Kevin, who worked at a jail, who worked at a prison prior to moving here. You know, I think that if you work for the government... Oh, I know who I was thinking of. TSA George. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, Leela. How long has it been?
It's been about a year almost for me.
So you may have heard TSA... You may have heard TSA George call into the show, and, you know, one could make the argument that, oh, well, you guys work for the post office, and so that's less invasive than a TSA agent. I mean, the TSA agent, who likes those people, right? Well, this guy is a really likable guy who actually, you know, really appreciates the ideas of liberty. It's just that he needed some work, and he was working for the TSA, and unfortunately, he didn't come to Porkfest this year. Normally, he's there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival every single year. I didn't see him this year, and normally I do. So I hope he's all right. We haven't heard from him in a little bit.
But, you know, people are generally friendly with him and, of course, usually surprised when they find out that he's a TSA agent. And there have been times when he has made it clear that he's been able to do things for people who've been coming through his TSA checkpoint that have helped them avoid being targeted by the state simply because he works in a position where he has...
informing them of things and that kind of thing.
Or, you know, just preventing them, maybe who are, you know, they're carrying some pot or something like that, just kind of looking the other way and stuff like that. So... you know, that's possible. It's possible to work for the state and to some extent, you know, help people from the inside or monkey wrench it or whatever. So I don't have any preconceived notions about you just because you work for the government.
Okay. Well, I'm a little worried because of I know how much we need to get rid of the government, and I know that the post office is part of it. And when we come to visit, I wanted to see if people would really think of us as hypocrites or not.
The biggest problem with the post office is that the federal government, A, is involved in their business, and B, gives them a monopoly on first-class mail. Currently in the United States, only the post office is legally allowed to deliver mail under a dollar. And good or bad, that's what, you know, the other companies like FedEx and UPS, they can't compete in that realm because they're, you know, disallowed.
I mean, I'd rather have liberty people working in government roles than thugs or status people or people that are going to snitch. You know, if you're going to somebody's house to deliver the mail and you happen to see, you know, through an open window or in the backyard some marijuana plants growing, you may not be, you know, you're probably not as likely to report that as maybe somebody that is more state oriented. So
neither one of us would report that, and probably both of us would deliver any packages that. No, funny too.
Exactly. So I don't have any. You know, I can't tell you how everyone will treat you, but I think that most people here are pretty accepting and pretty caring individuals. But I guess you'll find out for sure when you come for a visit.
Yeah. So hopefully in about 2 weeks we'll be there to visit you guys.
Sounds great, Leela. Here's what I'd recommend you do. Go to the Free State Project's website. It's been redesigned. It looks great. freestateproject.org, and then click over to the forum there. Also, go to forum.shiresociety.com. And these are two of the forums that sort of exist outside of Facebook. These are just, you know, regular old post-a-message kind of forums. And these are good ways to connect with people who are here and let them know in advance that you're planning on coming up for a visit. That way they might be able to inform you of any events that might already be that are already scheduled, or they could also create an event just to kind of meet and greet with you, and that's a good thing to do before you arrive. But even if you do it last minute, there's always services like Porcupine 411 that you can call. This is a phone number that our activist community uses here to convey information. So you leave a message at this phone number. It's almost immediately emailed out to hundreds of recipients, most of whom live in New Hampshire. And so that's another good kind of last minute way of, hey, you know, we're coming up. Here's when we're going to be there. We're coming into this town, and here's our phone number, and call us if we can get together. That kind of thing works, too. But the more advanced notice you give people, the more likely you're going to meet more people in more places. So, Leela, thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you get a chance to get here. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Jason in Tennessee on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys kind of got me thinking. I listen to your show all the time. I love it.
Welcome, sir.
I'm like you and probably a lot of your listeners. I do see us evolving as a country to a more kind of militarized police state in a lot of ways. But truth be told, I'm from small town rural Southern America, and in many ways, we've been this way for decades. We just haven't been this way as a country in what I would consider a lot of major metropolitan areas, because I have lived in those areas and I've lived in them all my life. But I prefer rural America, but for the most part, there are places that's just been the way things are. We have a term for it here. We essentially call it the good old boy network.
And oh, sure.
You probably heard the term. And it seems like that is something that, as a people, we've been somewhat used to that in rural areas, especially, you know, if we live there all our lives or anything like that. We just get used to that mentality. But now, as a nation, in our public sphere, we're gravitating toward that sort of a mindset as well. And I don't mean just with militarized police and that sort of thing. I mean all across the board. It's like some of our industries and some of our most powerful corporate interests and things, they just do what they want now. And you're not going to stop that. And even if you have a valid claim or an excuse, have you seen the documentaries Gasland, for instance, Gasland and Gasland 2? And
I haven't, about, no.
You know, they go very in-depth, you know, into the fracking industry.
Fracking, sure.
Some of the really thuggish, terrible behaviors that have been exhibited by these corporations, and they don't deny it. You know, they've had special legislation crafted for themselves that excludes them from the Clean Water Drinking Act, and then go into these communities intentional. Well, it's not necessarily intentional, but it's by design, because this is just the way they do it. They're not going to spend the money or the extra time to do it this way or that way to make it more environmentally friendly. And then if they, you know, if they poison your water supply, or if they, you know, make your house uninhabitable, then, you know, screw you. You should move. That's just all there is to it.
And I think you're right that the good old boys network have been around for a long time, and that if anything's changed over the last decade, it's that they've just become more obvious in how they do their business and just coming right out and throwing it in your face that they're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, I need to look this case up, but it's several hundred years ago, and this is basically the destruction of the English common law system. The King of England at the time basically didn't like a ruling that had been handed down that the nobles' orchards were somehow polluting the lands of the serfs, and the judge said obviously that this is fair, that the land's being polluted, and so they need to be made whole. And the king's, you know, like his buddies, he doesn't want his buddies to have to pay, so he created these star chambers and these courts that were somehow extra judicial in that way, and just undid it all. And that's exactly what's going on here. The government's friends, whether you believe in fracking or not, I think fracking is a fine technology, but if your water supply is polluted, they owe you.
Yeah, for sure. Jason, we don't have time for continued comments, but I appreciate your call tonight. Feel free to call any night of the week, because I know you listen to us. You can get us all week long there in Cookeville, Tennessee, on WHUB. So thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow for the live Sunday edition. I'll post the kids and cannabis story on our Facebook, and again, freetalklive.com, the site.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.